Let's switch gears right now and go to the Carideo Newsline and visit with Rich Lewis, who is with Medicare Mentors, helping navigate the Medicare maze. And let me tell you, when it comes to the maze, when you're dealing with Medicare, we have a huge military presence here in Colorado Springs, a huge audience here on Carideo News Radio. And today, Rich, we're going to talk about how things are coded, because a lot of people, the details get missed, and it becomes a big problem, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, Dan, we've seen that. My wife and I, co-owners of Medicare Mentors and our brokers, have seen a kind of a growing trend, and we've heard in the news about people having care and that the care is miscoded, and then as a result, they get bills for things that they should not be billed for. So we are here to help people if they have questions about their Medicare bills. They get statements in the mail from either their insurance carrier or directly from the providers that they see. If they have any questions, I encourage them to contact us, and we can help look at those and make sure that they make sense. The biggest thing is to spend time and look at those statements.
Is this all happening, do you think, because of COVID?
You know, I think that has a role in this, in that a lot of the medical billers and all that are working remotely, and a lot of more people probably were seeking care, so that there are higher likelihoods of these kind of errors happening. And we're all people, and people make mistakes. So most of the time, if you catch it and you just call the provider's office, those things can be corrected rather easily. But the big thing is to be aware and to look at your statements to make sure things are coded properly.
So tell me how the process is if somebody fears that they have something that's been coded differently and just a problem with, some issues. What's the process like for you guys to look over what they're sending you and what happens from there?
Well, most of the time, we will advocate for our clients, and we'll call the insurance carriers first and say, hey, how did you receive this bill from the provider? And they'll tell us, well, it was coded as a annual wellness visit. And then we'll call to the provider and say, hey, was this supposed to be an annual wellness visit, or was it supposed to be something else? And if it's something else, then it's just a matter of talking to the billing office, telling them, hey, this looks like it was coded wrong. Most of the time, they realize that once you bring it to their attention, and they will resubmit the bill to the insurance company.
And the best part is you actually speak the language. That's the reason why people do business with you, right?
Absolutely. A lot of times it's intimidating to call either the insurance company or the provider, and sometimes it's frustrating because it can take a while. So we work as our clients' advocates, and we actually now have a concierge service called Spark that helps us do that and resolve issues that clients in the local community are having so that they don't have to worry about it. We can take that on for them.
I know it's been a very busy day today for you, and we appreciate your time. In wrapping up here, lots of veteran community members in Colorado Springs. You do virtual Medicare seminars for those folks, don't you?
We sure do. So every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we do a virtual Medicare seminar for veterans. And then the second Wednesday of every month at 2 p.m. at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, we do an in-person veteran Medicare seminar. So veterans understand how Medicare works with their VA, TRICARE for Life, and CHAMP VA. And to RSVP or get the link for that, all they have to do is email us at MedicareMentorsLLC@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. And if you missed that website and that email address, we have this entire conversation on Carideo.com in our podcast section. Just a reminder to people who've also recently moved in the area, you may need to update your plan as you have moved. You can contact them to review it as well and find out the correct coverage for this area. Rich, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way is email, and that's MedicareMentorsLLC@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, MedicareMentorsLLC.com, and we are here to help you. We have a great team of brokers that will focus on your individual needs and make sure that they're met.
Well, we talk once a month. I'll look forward to our next discussion coming up in July, July 13th.
Absolutely. I look forward to it, Dan, and thank you to KRDO for all that you do.